Blog Talk Radio.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
So that's always a gamer song to me. I don't know why gamers didn't pick up on it. 4 minutes to save the world is us.
Exactly.
I saw such a nice advertisement for Wreck-It Ralph this morning.
Oh, yeah? What'd you see?
Well, they, you know, it's getting close to time for it to be released, so they gave us a little more. We saw we have a girl character. I didn't know he had a sidekick.
He has a sidekick and it's a girl?
It's a girl. And
oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I remember that now.
Badass. I love her.
I'm a little sleepy. Corey had to wake me up. yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, because she's like all mouthy and like hilarious.
Oh, yeah. When she's talking to the Strawberry Shortcake character, I was like, tell her. You tell her. She said something about I will not do anything involving pink or something like that. I was like, yeah.
Oh, now come on. A little bit of pink. A little bit of pink never hurt anybody. No, and I hear snow right now. No. No. No pink.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No snow.
Okay, so first I got two things because I was telling Ginger about this right before the show started. Yeah, so my Sim gets up, and we all had our little Saturday things. I think Snow was in Second Life. You were Aeon, and I was in playing The Sims all day. And I have never seen this before, and this is, again, one of the many reasons why I love The Sims. My Sim was sitting on the couch watching TV because that's what she said she wanted to do. So I said, okay, you can do some TV. And she gets up suddenly and runs outside. And I'm like, oh, God, what's wrong with her? There's another Sim peeing on the side of her house.
What the hell?
And she let him have it. What for? I wish I could understand what she
was saying. I don't blame her. Peeing on my house, man. No.
She was not. And he tried to argue back, and then she slapped him.
I wish so much that in Second Life we could do that, because I did have an incident similar to that. Saturday or Sunday? I don't remember. I invited a friend over. We were going to get a bunch of people. We were going to watch movies. In Second Life, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's just me and one person, and we're sitting there talking, and he's like, I've got a teleport from somebody that's on my radar. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to take this teleport. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, let's see what it is. He gets there. It's a chick dancing on a stripper pole. She's naked. She's ugly. Except for a Santa hat.
Oh, my God.
And I kid you not, she does the sentence, want to sex? And he's like, I've got to take a picture of this, and then I'm getting out of here. So he takes the picture, sends it to me.
Oh, see, that's different. She didn't say you want the sex. She said you want to sex.
Yeah. So he, like, starts messaging him, you know, trying to sell sex to him. And he's kind of like, do you see where I'm going? He's like, can you see inside the house? Well, of course you can't, because I've got all that turned off. He's like, I'm with a girl. No. That was hilarious, yeah.
Well, another incident that happened in Second Life. I wasn't going to share this, but I have to, because when I told Snow yesterday, she was present for the incident. But I didn't get to hear her go in the high register, but I was pretty sure she was in voice. I had someone message me. I was in another store, not ours. I was over checking out this other girl's store, you know, seeing what was what. She makes some other items other than the stuff that we make, and I was seeing what she was doing. Very, very nice store. And this guy messages me, and he I apparently had gotten up to walk away or something. He decided then, you know, he says, well, if you don't, I have a business proposition for you I want to talk to you about, so you know, let me know if you want to talk about it. So, of course, I say, what's up? Most of you out there have not had the pleasure of dealing with me on a business level. Whole different person than you hear speaking to you. Women think I'm being mean, and men are not sure how to take me. But so he goes on his spiel, and where he messed up was he says, well, I want to talk to you face-to-face, which is stupid. It's a game. We're not face-to-face, obviously. I don't care if I teleport your avatar. We're not face-to-face.
No kidding, right?
So he gets there, and he says, well, I just want to talk to you because, you know, I was looking through your profile, and you're a lesbian, right? I see the girl gamer thing there, so, you know, I know girl gamers are lesbians.
What? we are lesbians because we're girl No. I don't like taco. I'm sorry.
So he continues on, and I let him talk for a couple of seconds. And I said, so you gleaned a whole lot from reading my profile. Well, I saw that you have a cause, and I have this whole sim that I'm putting together, and it's very popular. And he starts rattling off some sims. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's the area that you buy or own. You know, you do whatever you want to do with it, build an RPG or a store or your house, whatever. And he was thinking I was going to know what this was. I said, you know what? I don't even know what you're talking about. I says, but apparently you only skimmed my profile. So now let me tell you who I really am. Why don't you go?
See, she does that. You know you're in trouble.
Yeah. So why don't you go Google Gamanatrix? Why don't you go Google Gamer Girls Radio? And then you come back and talk to me and tell me if what you're asking me to do, which was manage a sim, is going to be worth what you're going to give me for my time. Now that when I tell
wow,
you.
That's hot. It'll
be
I
a
love
lot.
It when she gets like that.
So he says. He goes and he looks and, oh, I'm so sorry. It's just that, you know, I know a lot of girl gamers. I know a lot of pro girl gamers and they're lesbians. I says, mm-mm. I know a lot of the top pro girl gamers. Not one of them are lesbians. Not that there's an issue with this, mind you, our fellow lesbian gamers.
No
but
kidding.
It is stupid of you to assume a thing about a certain group of people, period.
Because we like video games and we happen to be good at it enough, good even enough to kick your little rear end, because I can't use the other words I want to use during the daytime.
Ass is perfectly acceptable during the day.
I kick your ass all over the place in most games that we play. And right off the bat, too.
I was wanting to be completely floored by the conversation. So he goes on to tell me that his sim is not even up and running.
What?
Yeah. So then I says, he said, so what do you think? I said, I think that when your sim is up and running, then you should come and talk to me. Because what he ended up offering me was to be able to advertise sim-wide, which I'll take. That's fine. I'll watch your sim for some advertising. Mm-hmm. I said, but you're not even ready to go. I said, why are you even talking to me? You're wasting my time. That's 30 minutes of my life I will never get back. I don't want to talk to you. You come talk to me when it's I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. This is not offense. See, that's your second mistake that you made. You thought that when you were dealing with a woman, I went to an emotional place, but I was actually laughing at you, for one. Two, this has nothing to do with whether or not you insulted me. It would be an insult. But this has to do with the fact that you wasted my time. I have other stuff to do.
Wow. You get them, Corey. You get them.
This is insane. Some of you guys out there, think before you speak. Just stop for a second. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, don't open your mouth and insert foot. Especially with a girl like me. I'm going to rip you up.
Think with a big brain. Think with a big brain. Save the oxygen for the big brain.
I want to see you face to face. I have a sneaking suspicion that had to do with he thought that he had a nice looking avatar and he was going to sway me to do whatever.
We are pixinistas. We are fashionistas.
He didn't read. He skimmed and he saw, you know, bestest girl gamer website ever in my profile, and he drew a whole bunch of assumptions. He didn't go and look us up. He has no clue about the things that we've done or accomplished or who we are or anything. He knew nothing. And I said, do you even have a site? Do you have Twitter? Do you have anything I can go look at? Then he gives me his supposed work site, which I'm really not sure that's where he worked. And I was like, this really tells me nothing about you as a person. He's like, well, you know, it's a game, and I'm, you know, it's not connected. I says, our stuff is connected because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Our second life, our Aeon accounts, our all of it is connected because this is who we are.
Yeah.
Get off me. Stop talking to me.
I tell everybody exactly who I am, and if I can't talk. If I can get it into any kind of profile, oh, it's totally going there. So
yes, he did not read. Bad mistake.
You know, of course, that invites the whole, have you played this game? How about this game? What was your, you know, kill-death ratio in this game?
It wasn't even worth having a conversation with him. He had no idea what he's talking about. He looked at the time I've been in Second Life, and that's not even my oldest character. My Corey Muir in Second Life, I think my other character's probably been wiped. My other character that I had, the original Second Life character, was created 2 weeks after Second Life was created. So this is what had impressed him. He's like, you're just a little bit older than me, and you know, I think you're probably immature since you've been around all this time, and I need someone that I can count on to watch my sim. Dude, get away from me.
I'm sure enough to see through this. Go away.
Yes, exactly. I've been here long enough to know a scam when I hear one.
Yeah.
So and so. Anyway, y'all didn't come here to hear us gripe this morning. It is Monday.
No, it is Monday. It is Monday, but there are still some other very, very angry people right now.
Oh, I do want to share one other thing before we get into it. I had to tell you this because I watched Top Model this week. They combined two things that we both love, gaming, steampunk.
On Top Model? Oh, my God, I may have to go watch because, you know, yeah. I don't usually watch this kinds of shows, but I may have to.
I said we may have to – I may try to get over to their page, and I don't think they still have the same PR person. I was nice and good with her because Tyra tried to do a virtual studio some years ago, and we wrote something about it. So we got in good with them. But this is when she had her show, her talk show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go see if they have the same people. If they do, maybe they'll let us have the pictures for Pixinista, maybe.
That would be amazing. That'd be amazing. I'd love that.
I know you would. And the pictures were sick. I was like, man, Ginger would love this. It involved an owl.
I would. Oh, that'd be so hot.
You heard I said there was an owl involved.
There was an owl?
An owl. Some big clocks, steam trains. That's all I'm going to tell you. Anyway.
Was it a real owl? Or
it was
what?
He was a live owl.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
I forgot his name. I think it was Sassy Smooth or something. I don't know what.
Aww. All right, so apparently Iran and their super cyber security crackdown, Big Brother looking over your shoulder thing that they've got going on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're hosting a soft war with the West to block the West's influence through the web. Anyways, they decided the other day, I guess Friday, to start blocking Google's Gmail.
Oh?
Apparently that has irritated a lot of Iranians. Yeah, yeah. You know, you take away a lot of our stuff on the internet. We're talking just internet people in general. You take away our email. Oh, it's on. It is on. Because
right?
That's like our lifeblood. That's where we pay bills. That's where we talk. That's where we sign up for accounts. No, we need that. So anyways, apparently they have blocked Gmail and several other mail delivery services. So people are looking at creating their own interweb.
Uh-oh.
In Iran. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, this is going good.
In their own mail service.
This is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But one of the newspapers over there is reporting that it has not stopped people from finding ways around it. Oh, no. Asari Etrabat Weekly reported that Iranians have already paid over $4.5 million to purchase proxy services to reach block sites like Facebook, YouTube, Gmail, other things. Yeah. $4.5 million just over the past month since they started doing this. And, you know, and that's the exact same thing I was thinking of. You know, Iran, crack down all you want. Those of us on the internet who are determined and who have been around the internet for any length of time already know ways around this. You can block all you want, baby.
They.
I just can't believe this. I feel horrible about it. They're hoping, though, that this is going to push Iran companies, developing companies, to make a dollar, get stronger. Apparently, they have alternative mail providers like Pride, Pride's a search engine. Sorry, it's Fakir, which is Pride in English. I probably said that wrong, but I didn't want to pronounce it the way that I actually read it. Anyways, that's the search engine. And then you got Fahar, which is Dawn, which is email. I just can't imagine having a country. Well, we've already kind of got a country that's trying this, and we are fighting it tooth and nail. Hello, SOPA, PIPA, and 1981.
Yeah. They're trying. They're trying very hard.
I can't imagine living in a country that's locking me out of the internet. Internet is part of my life now, a major part of my life. I pay bills here. I talk to family because I don't live near my family anymore. I keep up with all my gamer friends. I keep up with all my news because I don't watch TV. Yeah, you're cutting me off, and that's actually becoming a danger to me, I think. So please don't do that.
I am not. I'm not too worried about them. I think they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're this is the life that they're used to, so they're Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
They'll know what to do. We wouldn't. We'd be like, what? I can't. Somebody's going to do something, right?
I'm going to do something, or I'm going to learn how to hack really quick.
Not that we would ever do such a thing.
No, I totally would if you cut me off on the internet.
Woman, I'm trying to...
Send the man in black. I'm not scared. I've got a zombie gun.
They will take your internet, woman. They will take your internet.
I've got a zombie gun. Bring it.
Oh, goodness. Well, here's some other interesting news. Some of you may or may not know. Well, it seems like the castanets are not sounding quite as loud. Click, 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 click. It's not working. Yeah.
Are they clinging instead?
They're making clanging noises and...
Uh-oh.
Broken. Two Sony figureheads have spoken out on the success of the Vita this week. Sony Worldwide Studios.
What the hell?
Sony Worldwide Studios president.
That word, right?
Yes. Studios president Shuhei Yoshida has shared his disappointment in the support publishers have shown for the PlayStation Vita. He says one thing that was surprising and disappointing to us was the lower number of third parties to come out and support after launch. This is what he told to Gamma Sutra. He says, in retrospect, there are many options for publishers now that we cannot take it for granted that our new platform would be supported by third parties like it would have been many years ago. He suggested that part of the blame lay with the boom in mobile devices that are now competing with handheld for publishers' development dollars. He says there are limited resources that third-party publishers have, and they have to diversify into new areas constantly. That's a challenge to get the support that we want. We've been working harder with our third-party relations department to secure more content for PS Vita, and we're confident that we have the right hardware platform that we have with the PS Vita. Meanwhile, SCE UK boss Fergal Gara spoke about UK sales and hinted at a price cut coming next year. He says I'd say it's done reasonably well, but I'm a sales guy motivated by selling, so I'm never going to say we've done well enough. He told this to Eurogamer. He said, what's important is we've got great software now as we face into peak. We've seen it in time and time again, Sony platforms and other platforms. When you've got great software, you can give it a great push. When asked about the Vita price tag, he added that the company always aimed to establish price cuts, and the question is not so much if, but when. He did confirm it wouldn't be in time for Christmas.
This is kind of makes sense, though, because they were just saying last week that, no, we would not cut the price of the PS3s.
Mm-hmm.
So in not cutting the price of the PS3s, they allow themselves to cut the price of the failing sales of the Vitas.
They should probably cut it for Christmas. He says that it seems that this Christmas, Sony will be keeping their eyes on the Wii U, as with everybody, and he's saying, like everybody else, he doesn't see it as much as an immediate threat. He says, we feel very confident that in the PlayStation, and we won't be going after the same niche early adopter market they'll be going after this Christmas. I think we'll be sitting separate camps in that stage, so it won't be head-to-head. You can't go head-to-head. Your console is, like, old now. Jeez.
Yeah.
Gara also addressed Sony's stance towards 3D gaming, which was a significant push for the company, but has not been a focus of its marketing efforts as of late. Despite Sony's efforts, Gara conceded that the 3D entertainment in the home just hasn't caught on. He says it's fair to say the consumers have decided it's not hugely important at this time. It's a capability we've got. It may have a bigger life a little further down the line, and then you will be outdated because, you know what, Sony, you all flubbed the PS3 from day one. Those crazy ads that made no sense to anybody, the price, and now you have things and you're sitting on them, and this would be the time. This should have been saying something. You have a 3D game. What was it, the one, the sorcery that we were waiting for that came and went?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to have to figure out how to get myself a hold of the PlayStation Move business because I got to play some sorcery, and you all didn't play it up. You all are just – who is this sales guy? He needs to be fired. He needs to be fired because I'm not – the PlayStation 3 is not a bad console. Let me just come out and say that for you PlayStation fan girls and boys. It's not a bad console. It's a great console. It does a lot of things, but they don't get a whole lot of marketing. So when I go over there, I have no idea – what to play, what's on there. And I'm not going to buy a game I have for the Xbox already. I need something different. The only thing I've found that I like, I do like Infamous, and I probably would like Infamous 2, but they didn't do much advertising with it.
Take a page from OnLive. If you don't advertise, if you don't explain to us what you have and what you're doing, we don't use your services.
Yep. And why do you think Wii was? Yeah, that's the reason why the Wii was kicking your ass when they came out with those "We would like to play with you" ads. Those guys had one line in every commercial they were in. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You never heard them say anything else. "We would like to play with you," and they show up at your house and they bow to you, and everybody was like, "I want to play."
Yay! I want you to worried about me.
You know that's an Asian custom. It's not that kind of bowing, Ginger.
Aww.
It's a respect. It's a hello. That's a
respect. Oh, okay.
That bow, not that kind of bow, woman.
Well, see, I wasn't thinking about that, but you're right. My bad.
So, but I'm like, they did fantastic marketing. Even Xbox, every now and again, they throw a... Well, they got in trouble for one of their ads that I think was brilliant. Do you remember the one with the people with the guns? They were playing the guns with their finger, and they were playing them all. Did you ever see that ad?
That sounds familiar, but
it was out probably a few hours before some people went crazy and said, oh, it's showing people shooting each other. But they were using their fingers as guns, and they were all out, you know.
You got finger bang.
Yeah, it was a finger bang, and then they'd fall down. I loved it. I thought that was a brilliant.
Anybody who watches South Park just totally got what I said there, and it's cracking up. Anybody else like, wait, what?
No, I don't do South Park. You're on your own.
Yeah, that's why you said it after I did. Otherwise, you'd be like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
South Park at all.
Wow. I get Corey to say finger bang. All right.
I will bite.
You bite. I am not scared. People who should be scared, the perverts who are playing Dead or Alive, specifically the perverts who asked for bigger breasts. Oh, yeah. Our frenemies over at that website I'm not going to name had a nice little talk with the director of Dead or Alive, the director of Team Ninja, Yohei Shimbori, or Yohei? Anyways, somebody, Mr. Y. Shimbori, talked about how fans wanted female characters in Dead or Alive 5 to have bigger breasts. Wow. All right. So apparently he told the publication that Team Ninja received word from its overseas offices that it needed to tone down the sexuality of the game's female characters. Of course, that decision ended up...
They got that from us because I sent the email over.
See? Apparently we got vetoed because the decision was reversed when it received feedback from players who played Dead or Alive 5. The demo included with Ninja Gaiden 3. We actually got a lot of feedback from people who were playing it saying we want bigger breasts. Where are the boobies? Bring back the boobies! Show us the boobies! Make the characters more like that. He says that was kind of surprising. There's definitely still room for having sexualized aspects. If you have a solid fighting game system there's nothing wrong with having beautiful characters as a layer on top of that. That's another layer of entertainment that there's a need for. If there wasn't a need for it, people wouldn't have responded to the alpha demo like they did and sent us feedback. No, sir! Let me help you out. If your game were decent, people would be too busy playing your game and having fun killing people and killing things and not worrying about how big the breasts are on the avatars. So, see, you're wrong here. A good game... I'm not so much... I mean, I'm still looking at the characters, but it's not a big deal. If the game is good and I enjoy it, I am playing the hell out of it. Hello, Microvolt. That's a damn good game, and you're playing, like, little ragdoll things that, like, fall apart when you get shot. It's awesome. They're not very pretty.
A lot of games like that. They do a lot of steampunk games, which I'm surprised Ginger has not found. Microvolt? Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Going to have to check it out. Anyways, Dead or Alive 5 was, of course, released earlier this week. They say, oh my god, they say, oddly enough, male characters did not receive bigger packages. Yes, gentlemen, in this aspect, I'm gonna go ahead and go for it. Size does matter. Put up or shut up.
Okay, let me add to that, size does matter either way. There is a such thing as too big.
But you know what, if you want bigger boobs in your games, well, we want bigger packages, thanks.
I don't really care. I can't. He's not a real package.
I want my male avatars to be hot. They better have six-pack abs.
You hear what I'm saying here? Mm-hmm. We could care less, because that's the difference between men and women. It's not a real person. I could care less if he got a bigger package. I'm not going to get to have many.
I'm just throwing a fit. I want bigger boobs. I want bigger everything else.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with Ginger? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say your word for the day.
Penis! That's penis.
Jeez, what are we going to do with you? Okay.
Love me forever because I'm awesome.
Yes, we do love you forever. Okay, I got to do some charts because...
Yay, charts! Okay, I'm ready.
And then I have a story that comes after the charts, ironically enough. You ready? Number 10.
Number 10.
the new Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yay!
We are too perky this morning. Okay, now, number nine.
Number nine.
Lego Batman 2.
That is such an awesome game. It should not be at number nine. It should totally be like number one. I loved that game. It was so much fun. I've got to finish writing my review of it. It was, I loved it. Seriously, I'm thinking about going back and re-renting it.
Number eight.
Number eight.
The Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Yay! You mean it's not Scrolls?
Yeah, well, I said The Elder Scrolls.
I was joking. I was joking. Remember Scrolls? That they had a big fight with Elder Scrolls people?
I'm trying to avoid.
See, nobody confuses the two. Everybody else is like, Scroll? What Scrolls? Huh?
Yes, that just shows it was, yeah. All right, number seven.
Number seven.
I don't know about you, but I want to be a rocksmith. Rocksmith? Rocksmith. I'm going to need y'all to, yeah. Number six.
Wait. Is rocksmith like rock star or something?
Rock band, but with a real guitar. Your own guitar.
Awesome. Okay, because you said rocksmith, and I was seeing like the little tumbler thing that shines rocks. So, all right.
No.
That
would be interesting if that game was in the top seven. Yeah. Number six.
Number six, because it's one letter away from one of our favorite words.
Sleeping dogs.
Let them sleeping dogs lie. I've heard it's really not that great.
You keep hearing, you say that different, something different every week. I hear it's great, the short story's short. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I've heard it's not great, because the story's so short.
I'm going to retro.
Sure. The shory so short.
The shory so
short.
The shory so short. That works.
Yeah.
Number five.
Number five.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2013.
Really? Man, you soccer people are nuts.
They are not playing.
There's been some kind of soccer game in the top 10 just about every week for the past year.
Oh, but we are not done. Number four. World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria.
Really? Alright, it's release week, so that's not that surprising. Well, it's not quite released.
It's surprising that it's not number one, which I'm going to tell you about.
Well, it's had horrible sales. So.
Yes, I'm about to tell you about that as soon as I get up these charts. Number three.
Number three.
F1 2012, more soccer.
Wow, more soccer, people.
Number two.
Number two, number two.
Borderlands 2.
Yay!
From Take Two Interactive, I love you. Number one.
Number one.
FIFA 13.
Really? FIFA's back? Man, FIFA's back. Nice.
That reminds
like fell out of the top 10 for what, a week?
Yeah. That also reminds me more about the top model. Our guys from Naughty Dog were on top model. I never thought I would ever see the
Yay.
Day. They make Drake's. Yeah, y'all know what I'm trying to say. That game for PS3. And they're also doing The Last of Us. So hello to our guys at Naughty Dogs. All of y'all are hot. How do you have a whole company of developers and all of them are hot? Just all of them need syrup.
Yeah.
And geeky, oh my God. Anyway, back to my story. I'm sorry, I'm having one of those days. Ooh, say hi to anybody else. So analysts are talking about World of Warcraft. I'm going to jump right into this.
You go right on ahead.
Ooh. Blizzard launched World of Warcraft's latest expansion, Mists of Pandaria, this past week. But one analyst believes the fourth expansion for the MMORPG has been falling short of its lineage. Lazard Capital Markets told VentureBeat that the firm estimates Mists of Pandaria sold between 600,000 and 700,000 copies at retailers since its launch on Tuesday. While that figure doesn't take into account, I think I told you guys about this already. Anyway, let me skip down because I think I told you about it. They're still not doing well for a release and it being World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Being number four. This is not good.
No, it's not good. No, and they're saying that digital sales aren't even going to make up for it.
Oh, damn.
Honestly, the game is dying. They've released it within, 2 weeks of Guild Wars 2 coming out. They slapped a hat on top of pandas and are calling it a race. They've not changed anything important. They didn't give us anything important. Seriously, they've brought me back for every patch that is coming out until this one. This one has nothing, absolutely nothing in it that I'm even remotely interested in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's horrible, because I love me some WoW, and I've got 2 or 3 85s just sitting there, just sitting there.
I got level 2 somewhere, 7, 8, I don't know.
I'm not coming back for it. They've not given me anything. They didn't fix any of the issues that I wanted fixed. They just caused more issues. They've dumbed it down even further. And no, I'm a gamer. I'm a competitive gamer. Give me some meat. You've taken the meat away. I don't want to be a vegetarian gamer.
Ooh. That's what you people that play on the mobile devices are, vegetarians.
Oh, it's not so much that. It's just...
Look, let me clear that up. Not all of you. I'm talking about the ones who don't know any better. You don't realize that this is a light game, that you're supposed to just play it when you have nothing else to do. You don't do it seriously. These are not serious games on the mobile.
No.
And for that matter, Sony, if you want to pull those people away from the mobile, first of all, I've said it before, you should have stayed with your PlayStation phone, your Xperia Play, and you should have just tricked it out, because I would have one right now.
Mm. Yes.
You should have mixed all that together with a pair of castanets and a nice fan for my hair in the back.
She has a thing with those castanets, doesn't she?
I have some castanets here in the house. Remember, when I find them one day, I'm just going to play them on the show every time I talk
about
them.
That's awesome. I like that idea.
Out of order. What you got?
Awesome.
What you got?
Well, I've got Bill Gates is haunting you and wanting to give you money from beyond the grave.
Bill Gates is dead?
No, I guess not. My bad. Bill Gates is not dead. It's the other one. I'm sleepy this morning. Oh my God.
Like,
Bill Gates is not
dead. Don't be starting rumors on this.
Bill Gates is dead. You know what? I was still going to things. I thought about that too, and I was like, oh yeah, that's gonna be funny because it's October. It's like the 1st of October. Bill Gates is not dead. I don't know what I'm thinking, besides that I'm sleepy this morning. Anyway, so the Gates, who are not haunting you from beyond the grave, they're haunting you from real life, wants to give you $2.5 million for College Knowledge App Contest. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has launched an educational Facebook app contest today with 30 prizes worth a grand total of $2.5 million. All right, so this contest is called the College Knowledge Challenge, and it's kicking off this week with an EdTech Hackathon at Facebook's headquarters at One Hacker Way in Menlo Park. Oh, wow. All right, I'm going to lose my voice. Developers of all ages and skill levels are asked to create apps that build pathways to college, build peer groups for incoming college students, and assist with college admission and getting financial aid. Stacy Childress, Deputy Director of Education for the Gates Foundation, says, at the Gates Foundation, we are increasingly focused on personalized learning. We mean meeting every student where they are every day. I scrolled. We mean meeting every student where they are every day so they get what they need to be successful. Tech isn't a solution to that, but it's a part of it. Elliot Rage, who is the Vice President of Public Policy at Facebook, says that his company shares a common vision of a world that's soon open and connected, where every person has a chance to live healthy, productive, successful lives. He says, with the Gates Foundation, we both believe in the hacker culture. We also believe that you are trying to expand and spread out and get your fingers in everything else you can so that you don't fall off the face of the map. We see what you're doing there, Facebook. You're not fooling us. While the apps are designed to target low-income and first-generation college students, the challenge does not require that they be built by that demographic. Deborah Robinson from the Gates Foundation says that anyone with a good idea should be able to bring it to the table. Right around $18,000 in hackathon prizes will be awarded just this week, with the 30 best college knowledge challenge apps to be named after submission close on November 16th. All right, so if you want to learn more about this, submit an app that you have, whatever, work, you know, get more information, head over to collegeknowledgechallenge.org. I'm pretty sure you can probably look them up on Facebook as well. I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting because I happen to know that I came from a low-income family, and when I was heading off to college, we did not have these cool little apps. They weren't around yet. That was 2000. And we were still going through those books at the library, which was like finding a needle in a haystack, trying to find scholarships, the correct scholarships. So I think this app is amazing. And Corey, I think, is muted.
I was muted because I got something from our boys over at Introversion that I wanted to take a look at. the guys at Introversion made a game, which I'm going to make a point to finish the review today. Guys, I'm sorry. Woo, life has been busy. They made the game that I love so deeply, dearly, Uplink Hacker Elite. Remember my game? I go nuts every time I hear it mentioned. But they have a new game that's in alpha stages. And not only is it in alpha stages, people, they're letting you have the source code.
Ooh.
If you want to play with it. PC, Mac, and Linux. And it looks to be some kind of simulator. It's called Prison Architect. And it is so adorable.
You know, now, I'm sorry, you say Prison Architect, and the first game that popped into my head was the prison game that we played last Halloween. I got to find that guy again.
Oh, God. I got to go find the site.
Yeah.
I never did save him. Did you ever save him?
I did not save him. He kept committing suicide. It was horrible.
Ooh.
He did not want to live.
Apparently I hit him too many times. He was acting up and hey, I put the snack
on. Wow. Sorry, so did he commit suicide or did he die of blunt force trauma?
Well, I remember no, he didn't die of blunt force trauma, but I'm telling you that I remember the last couple of times, like I tried to get him to do something and he told me no, and then I restrained him, and while he was restrained, I smacked him around a little bit, and when I let him loose, his eye was twitching, and then he committed suicide the next day, so I think I caused some type of mental... If you guys don't know what we're talking about, as it gets closer to Halloween, we'll start posting up Hollow Week or something, where we find some of the coolest games on the web to play that are Halloween themed, and that was one of them that we kind of put up every year because it really is amazing. I don't know what happened to the guys who made that, but you guys should pick that up. I think it would make an excellent iPad game for you to play. You have to keep him. You have to figure out his case. I don't know if he's Facebook material. He has some adult things that he says and does. So he might not be good for Facebook. But I think iPad with an M rating.
You can find some way of making it Facebook material. It'd be fun. I mean, think about it. Playing with your friends who can get the guy to live first.
Remember, he's a bot. He's not just those of you who never played, he's an actual bot. So you can communicate with him and he does whatever he wants to do. I don't know if Facebook is capable of that. I guess we'll find out. I hope we'll find out. You guys need to pick this up. Speaking of Facebook and their games, haha. And thanks, guys, over at Introversion. I have not forgotten you, just have not gotten to sit down and really write as of late. Facebook is saying that they're going to be targeting hardcore gamers now. Yeah. Of course, they have the staple of casual gamers the world over, but in the next year, the social network is looking to make...
Don't listen to that. Post to Facebook.
The social network is looking to make a serious play into the hardcore market. Facebook director and game partnerships Sean Ryan stressed as much in the interview he did with VentureBeat last week. He says the next 6 to 12 months is about core and mid-core. He said not because the other genres aren't good, but when we look at openings on the platform where we think we can deliver a powerful experience alongside our developers, as we start to see Unity and Flash 11 become more prevalent, we can have a really rich gaming experience. Diversity was a concept that Ryan stressed multiple times in the interview, from business models to platforms to regions. Ryan noted that Facebook now allows subscriptions, that games can be accessed through the browsers or the company's mobile app, and that developers have taken to localizing their efforts more than ever before. He specifically name-checked Happy Farm, a game made in China and published by a Turkish firm that is currently the most popular Facebook title in the Middle East at current. I don't know that that's considered hardcore, people.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all.
Yeah. Horace is like, ooh, source code, yes. Introversion. And if you're one of those people that want to get a hold of the alpha, and I'm not sure if this looks like the source code, they could be just telling you that. Because, they like to get me excited over to Introversion. They know it's easy to do. Prison-architect. Make sure you can spell the word architect. Some of you can't. It is spelled ARCHITECT. Don't be adding K's in and stuff like that. It's you do have to pre-order, and they'll give you access. It looks like access to the wiki, their forums, and their code, and all that stuff. They're kind of running in a weird way their own Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah, that's what this looks like. They're actually allowing you access to certain tiers of things by how much you donate to the game. The guys at Introversion are brilliant.
That's cool.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And they completely cut Kickstarter. Because remember, Kickstarter takes some of your money.
It does. But that's also how they keep going as well. So
Yeah, but if you, cut them out of the loop, there you go.
It's true.
Anyway, I will be tweeting the trailer for Prison Architect in case you want to check out what's going on in the alpha. It is, keep in mind, the graphics are not, when you think prison, you're not going to get all bloody. It's meant to be cute and tongue-in-cheek. However, if you've never played Uplink, then you probably won't get that they do some deeply immersive, complicated games. So this is, it may look easy, but it's not, excuse me, it's not going to be an easy game. It's going to probably be fantastic. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to play. Hello, introversion.
Hello, introversion. Hello.
I love you. I love you guys. I do. I love you all in a perverse way. Oh, God. Oh, just.
Wow. You know, I'm almost willing to let her keep going on LinkedIn.
I do. I love them like we love Paradox. Oh, this.
Paradox is amazing.
It's perverse. The things. Your games. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I've got two short ones. Rift. Rift is getting a new expansion, and the beta for it, the closed beta, is coming October 5th. They say prepare yourself for Riftstorm Legion.
Rift my beep.
Pre-purchases of the first Rift expansion automatically receive access. Trial and Worlds today announced its first closed beta event for Storm Legion. The highly anticipated first expansion to Rift will be kicking off on Friday, October 5th, and is slated to conclude on Sunday, October 7th. Those who pre-ordered the expansion are automatically entered into this and all subsequent beta events. The additional events are planned throughout October leading up to the November 13th launch of the expansion. Strap yourselves in for the first Storm Legion closed beta event, where participants will have the opportunity to explore the new leveling zones of Peladane, Cape Jewel, and the city of Tempest Bay. Additionally, players will be able to customize their own dimensions and try out four new souls.
Wow.
Yeah. Current subscribers will be able to copy their characters over to the beta shard. All right, so if you want more information, I've got it up on newgamematrix.com this morning. Head over there and check it out. All right, so that was my first short one. My second short one, I have to read this because it's flipping amusing. I'm pulling it from gamepolitics.com. The UK says, no games in your office, UK MP Ed Vasey. Tory Minister of Parliament and Culture Minister Ed Vasey, I'm probably saying your name wrong, has long been an influence on the policy of the UK government when it comes to video game industry. but apparently he's been denied access to video games in his office for the sake of research. Vasey has requested access to a games console in his office at the Department of Culture, Media, and Sport, but was told that it would not happen because his request was frivolous. Yeah, thank. Despite the denial of his request, the Tory culture minister said he would renew his campaign to get access to game systems in his office because it was connected with his day job. I was encouraged not to, in case it looked frivolous by the powers that be. But I think that I will renew my campaign. I have a television, so why can't I have a game console? Oh, wow. I don't even know what to think about that. That's awesome. If you get this, you have well played, sir. Well played. You troll the system. Epic troll right there. I will bow down to you. You will be like my troll god. That's just amazing. Amazing.
I be in all kinds of shock.
I will love it. Seriously.
I be in shock. Am I muted?
No, I was going to say,
I'm in shock. Okay, I'm moving along. I'm in shock over your news.
Did you hear? Oh,
what?
New movie is coming out. I cannot believe it. The Fraggle Rock is getting revamped. They're getting a movie. I'm sorry. And that's totally where that song came from that I was just like doing.
Yeah, I'm giving you face.
Fraggle Rock is getting a movie.
Mm-mm.
I can't wait. Oh
I
God.
Can wait.
I love it. I love Fraggle Rock.
I can wait.
Amazing. Amazing.
I hated Fraggle Rock. I was not down with the Fraggle Rock. There I said it. That's right. I said it.
They were not sick. They were amazing.
I did not
like. I bet you didn't like the Dark Crystal either.
I don't remember the Dark Crystal.
Oh, my God. She doesn't remember Dark Crystal people.
Do you remember the Pirates of Dark Water? Okay,
that's
not
a game.
That's not a game. That was a show. See?
No.
And that next remember the Pirates of Dark Water? That needs to be a movie. And a new game, by the way. An MMO would be nice. Okay, so anyway. Oh, and thank you guys from the Houston Unity Group. They are inviting us to an open development lab for Unity. I may try to drop by. I'm mentioning it on air on purpose because I'm about to tell people about it. Yay! On Saturday, October 20th at approximately 10 a.m. I know that's early for some of you gamers. If you go to HTC here in Houston, 5601 West Loop South, they're having an open development lab in Unity. So if you are a programmer, come on out. They have some things in the computer lab they're going to let you play around with. 3ds Max, Maya, Unity, Motion Builder, Sketchbook Pro, ZBrush, MUD Box, Sculprix, and Visual Studio. If you want to show off some of your work, it's a good time to come. Pitch your game. They said come on down. You want to collaborate on a project
come
or a problem?
Come on down.
I want to try out Unity. You've never tried it before? Come on down. Want to come and help out the developers? Come on down. And, you know, there's quite a – it's a nice size bunch of game developers, 140 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, October 20th, go down and see what's going on. You want to check it out? I may try to be there. That's kind of early, though. 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
That is a little bit early.
I'm used to like, I just went to sleep. Yeah, like I just went to sleep a few hours ago, for that matter.
Exactly. 10 a.m. I'm just rolling out of bed because I try to get up at a, I say, decent time. Most people are like, 10 a.m., that's so late. To me, that's a decent time in the morning. It's before noon. Before noon gives me a couple of hours there, so I can say I was up before noon.
Z just messaged me and said she remembers Pirates of Dark Water. No, it's Jitat. Ginger's a Jitatin traitor. She don't remember. She don't know.
You didn't like Fraggle Rock. Don't even
look,
talk to me about being a traitor.
No, those Fraggle Rock were a direct ripoff of somebody else, and I will remember shortly. I will tell you who it is. That's why I didn't like those Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock was amazing. I loved the Muppets. Oh, the Muppets are boring. They were all like PG whatnot. Fraggle Rock had like an edge.
Did you hear this blasphemy that Ginger is spouting this morning?
I loved Fraggle Rock, and that it's getting its own movie.
No,
it's not going.
Its time has passed.
No, it's not. Fraggle Rock never dies. Never dies.
Wait, look at Horace. Thank you, Horace, for this update. Okay, so the guys that apparently over at Introversion Software did not send me this update. Guys, you have to start touting your achievements. Okay, so the playable alpha build of the jail management simulator, so yes, it's a simulator, Prison Architect pulled in more than $100,000 in its first 72 hours on sale.
Holy crap, people.
And they don't have to share none of that with Kickstarter work. $1,667 sales have been made through Developer Introversion's Kickstarter-inspired page, see, which is offering differently priced packages in return for various additional bonuses. The price points range from $30 to $1,000, with four people already picking up the highest price package. They made $4,000 off the bat. Woo! Additional incentives included for various pricing tiers of Prison Architect includes PDF art books for the game, a download of the official soundtrack, and having a prisoner in the game named after you. For the $1,000 package, you'll be able to help name and design one of five playable wardens. At the Eurogamer Expo over the weekend, producer Mark Morris and designer Chris DeLay said they were absolutely stunned with the game's reception. You guys are like legend. I don't know why you're stunned. For those of us who are into the whole development side, you are legend. They did what they did with Uplink with no Twitter and no Facebook, no MySpace in existence, no YouTube in existence, and you gathered a huge following worldwide. Come on, you're legend. The pair did detail some of the features that will be coming along to subsequent I can't talk. Subsequent versions of the game.
I'm glad it's not just me this morning.
Included tunneling prisoners and riots. I love it. They are also considering implementing prison gangs, but this feature is proving more problematic and requires more work before it's included in the release. Introversion also is responsible for games like Darwinia, Uplink and DEFCON, which I didn't care much for DEFCON, guys. I got to tell you all that. They state that Prison Architect is likely to be in alpha for quite some time, and no completion date has been confirmed. The title, which made itself known to the public in November 2012 as part of the Humble Indie Bundle, draws inspiration from Theme Hospital, Dungeon Keeper, and Dwarf Fortress, all games I absolutely adore. And that was passed on to us by the lovely Horace, who I will abstain from cutting today. And he found that over at...
No, he's going to get cut.
He found that over at bittech.net for us.
I tweeted you, and they didn't tweet me, so they're getting cut.
See? He tweeted you.
Did he tweet? Why am I not getting it?
He left an R off of your name, that's why. She's
two R's. I'm special. Two R's. G-I-N-G-I-R-R. Because, you know, Twitter hated my name. All right. Apparently, I'm going to lose my voice this morning.
Man, I'm excited.
Yes.
I can't wait for this game. I want to play.
You know, she does let me go on all high register, and there she goes.
Oh, dude, it's... I'm sorry.
All right, well, Portugal says, F you, file sharing for personal, not commercial use, is totally legal. All right. Yeah. I think I may be moving to Portugal.
Ooh.
The group ACAPOR, ACAPOR, delivered boxes full of IP addresses that they alleged had engaged in illegal file sharing to the Attorney General's Office of Portugal. The group wanted the AG's office to act against these 2,000 alleged pirates, saying that they were doing anything they could to alert the government to a very serious situation in the entertainment industry. So serious. They're taking our money. All right, so they say fast forward to the present day, and the AG has a decision that the group is not too pleased with. Portugal's Department of Investigation and Penal Action looked into all the complaints the group submitted and came to the conclusion that the 2,000 IP addresses submitted will not be brought to court. What's worse is that the prosecutor overseeing the investigation comes to the conclusion that file sharing for personal use is not against the law. Hell yeah, I'm moving to Portugal. And that the IP addresses do not represent people. From a legal point of view, while taking into account that users are both uploaders and downloaders in these file sharing networks, we see this conduct as lawful, even when it's considered that the users continue to share once the download is finished. That's hot. The prosecutor goes on to say that the right to education, culture, and freedom of expression on the internet should not be restricted in cases where copyright infringements are non-commercial. As for the IP addresses, the ruling comes to the conclusion that the person connected to the IP address is not necessarily the user at the moment the infringement takes place. Hell, flippin' yeah. Or that the user that makes available the copyrighted work, but rather the individual who has the service registered in his name, independent of whether this person is using it or not. Thank you. If so-and-so steals my connection, which, you know, I'm smart enough to have mine locked down, thank you. Or, you know, I've been known to use an open connection if I find it. Not to download things, mind you. But,
well,
you know,
this is the guy that was, is the same guy that was getting in trouble for having his connection. You know, that's his own fault.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you left it open, but at the same time, I don't want to be charged if I happen to unlock it by mistake or... say my router does something crazy and it unlocks itself. Who knows? It's a little wily thing like that. But anyways, yeah, I don't want to be charged because somebody else downloaded some movie that I would never even watch in the first place off of my connection. They say, personally, I think the prosecutors just found a way to adapt the law to their interest, and their interest is not having to send 2,000 letters, hear 2,000 people, and investigate 2,000 computers. This is coming from ACAPOR boss Nuno Pereira. Yeah, he's very disappointed. He's very upset.
Well, be upset.
Be upset. Be upset. Cry me a river, and I'm going to swim in it, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna lay me out a little tube there. It'd be good. I'm going to get one of those ducky tubes. Sit in. Yes, it'd be great.
I'm just... People in this day and age, lock your connections down.
Yes.
That's all I can say. I mean, you cannot expect for the government to look out for you and... lock your connection down.
Yeah. I had mine unlocked for like 20 minutes of the day and I was like, yeah.
Ooh, GLaDOS has got you.
GLaDOS, get up off me. I'm going to stab you and all your kids in their faces repeatedly 5 times.
Ooh. Girl, you better straighten up. GLaDOS. Okay, Let me tell you all about a new thing that's free. And the only reason I'm telling you, since those of you just refuse to lock down your connection, there is a company called Freedom Pop that is just yesterday, as a matter of fact, kicked off something that you're going to like. They've built up some hype over the past few months for their proposed freemium 4G service starting yesterday. The company is kicking off its public beta test, which will offer 500 megabytes of free monthly 4G service provided by Clearwire on two devices, a wireless hotspot, and a USB stick. Both devices will technically be available for free, so you have to put down a refundable security deposit of $49 for the USB stick and $89 for the hotspot. Now, for more data-hungry customers, Freedom Pop is also offering a very inexpensive monthly plan starting at $17.99. That's $17.99 for 2 gigabytes of data and $28.99 for 4 gigabytes. You can pre-order the Photon wireless hotspot and Bolt USB stick starting yesterday on Freedom Pop's site, and they'll be shipped out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Photon can connect up to 8 devices, while the Bolt stick boasts complete plug-and-play capabilities, allowing you to run it on any PC without additional software. They said, we're really trying to disrupt the industry on all levels, from pricing. Carriers are squeezing revenue on a lot of data, all the way to the breakage, where they, the carriers, make a lot of money. That's from Freedom Pop CEO Stephen Stokols. He did an interview he did with VentureBeat. Indeed, if Freedom Pop delivers, it has the potential to shake up the wireless industry as we know it. The notion of completely free wireless service is unheard of. It's the sort of thing that could bring people online who would otherwise have no need for a home internet connection. And unlike free internet services from the 90s, you're not stuck with ads either. Remember Netgear, whatever they were called? Netspin? Yeah, they had a ton of ads. Instead, the company said they will make money off of its monthly plans, which are cheaper than prepaid wireless competitors and additional services like $2.99 monthly Freedom Pop Speed Plus features that guarantees you the fastest wireless service. Freedom Pop also has partnered with around 50 partners, which will grant you additional bandwidth for signing up for their services. There's also a social component to Freedom Pop. You can earn an additional 10 megabytes of monthly service per friend you bring to the service, up to 1 gigabyte. Not bad. Freedom Pop's long-awaited iPod Touch case and iPhone case will be shipping in late October, early November. According to Stokols, both of these devices are available for pre-order now for $99, and they're each intriguing in their own right. The iPod Touch case will practically turn it into an iPhone, and the iPhone 4 case can also extend your phone's battery life for up to 6 hours. Hot. Currently, Freedom Pop is relying on Clearwire 4G WiMAX network for its free service. While faster than typical 3G speeds, WiMAX is nowhere near as fast as 4G LTE. Sad. Starting next year, the company will be showing off the device running on Sprint's upcoming LTE network, Stokols is saying. Los Angeles-based Freedom Pop recently raised $7.8 million in the first round of funding led by Mangrove and DMC. And you would not believe how adorably cute this is. Our girls out there, this little hotspot can fit right in your purse. It's the size of half of a credit card.
That's awesome. That's so hot right there. I love that.
It is adorable. And, of course, the jump drive, of course, will fit in a purse or bra. You got to hide it. Sometimes you got to hide your internet connection. you know what? You know how, remember we were talking about months ago, they had the homeless guy that was roaming around. He was a hotspot. I would so do this. There's nobody doing this in Houston, I know for a fact. I would stand around downtown all day with one of these in my bra and be like, I'm a hot spot. What? Hold on.
Baby, you were always a hot spot.
Oh, thank you. But I'm talking about money. We talk about money. Put some money in my cup, and then you can use it.
Oh, wow. I thought you were about to say something else entirely.
I know you were. I know you were. Bad ginger, bad.
Yeah, ginger's bad. Ginger's bad. I can't help it.
We gotta go.
We do.
We got like 2 minutes left, so you guys know
we'll be back tomorrow.
Indeed. We almost picked the wrong song, then that would have been bad. That's not a daytime song. Okay, so we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow with some more gaming news. You know where to find us, new.gamingmatrix.com. You can check out the old gamingmatrix.com too if you like. And we're here at Blog Talk 24/7. We're everywhere. I'm going to APB.
Everywhere. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, APB, and on Sims, apparently. Second Life. MySpace, even.
Joe, I'm going to need you to lower the limit because my Sim is not quite famous enough to come on tour in your town. She's only level 6. You can sit to level 8. I was trying to get there all weekend.
Aww.
See you guys later.